Love that piece of music. Jimi Hendrix instrumental on the Star Spangled Banner. It's 11:44 here, and it's time, as we do on most Tuesdays, to look at our Mount Rushmore. Our category this morning was Aussie Warriors. In other words, players that have come across the ditch to play for the Warriors and done it very well and very proudly as well. Brian Riley is a very passionate Warriors fan, and he's come up with four, and I've come up with four, two of which we've got in common because I think they're in everyone's top four. But Brian, you're number four, first of all.
Okay, so my number four, he's probably our best Aussie halves buy that we've ever had. He helped drive our team to the grand final and made Sean Johnson appear like he was a better player than he actually is. He was a pest. Undersized, but always gave it his all on the park. Loved trash talking, especially against the Warriors when he returned with the chickens. My first choice, fourth choice, is James Maloney.
Now to Hohaya. Long ball here, Rapati looking for a hat-trick away from the touchline. Keeps it alive to McKinnon. McKinnon gets away, almost away. Ankle tap there by Dodds. Now it comes here to Maloney, stepping, weaving, going himself. He's over. The Warriors, they're almost there. They get themselves another try. James Maloney's been terrific today. Are they daring to dream, the Warriors? 34-16 with a kick to come.
Now, of course, that was against the Bronx when he scored 28 points himself.
Well, my number four actually made his debut for the Warriors against the Bronx as well. In the very first ever Warriors performance against the Brisbane Broncos, it was their debut game. This fellow also played in the halves. He could play fullback as well, but very good in the halves. Played 37 games for the Warriors between 95 and 97. First ever player to score a try in first grade for the club. And this is how that try sounded. That iconic night.
So the Warriors now with Alexander. Calling the tune, Taiwa comes inside, oh great ball, Blake, Phil Blake, he gets the try, but Taiwa, what a magical piece of football.
What a player. Mate, we loved him, me and my brother growing up, we thought he was amazing, him, John Simon, who unfortunately didn't make my list because we're on to my third now. Okay, so okay. My third was was probably the Warriors' first genuine hooker that they ever brought. People listening, I've seen his name come through twice today, and one of the guys said he was outstanding, which he was. He paired up with, in the days of our man, the boxer, Monty Beetham, and here's my little thing I wrote about him. So he was our first genuine hooker. He brought steel and determination to the team, played out of his skin every week, led by example, was a great organiser, gave them direction from the middle and front with that amazing prop rotation. My number three today, the great PJ Marsh.
Torpy, he beat the tackle of Kelly. Here's Francis Melly looking for a treble. Down the left side, Marsh comes up. Marsh puts the ball over the line. Sensational start.
Raps Warren there and PJ Marsh in action. Absolutely brilliant. Well, nine number three also played in that game. You might have heard his name being mentioned in the very first part of the commentary. Brandy Alexander. He was so highly thought of, he was awarded the captaincy after Dean Bell retired. The great Brandy.
Back they come again. Alexander, they've come up out of the line, Brisbane. It's with Solomona Rocassini. Now it's Rapati. Rapati. Four tries for Auckland.
Oh, ain't no party like a Tiaro party. Hey,
I'm going to jump in and do number three and beat you to it.
Yeah, go on.
We've been crying out for one of these guys, Brian, haven't we, for the last couple of years? An enforcer, a guy that's just prepared to stand out there and say, look, follow me, guys. If there's any ruckus here, I'm in the middle of it and I want you behind me. And I don't want you to miss a tackle. I want you to bleed for this club. I just want you to give everything you've ever got. Has there ever been anyone more so demonstrating that than Kevin Campion?
Five tackles gone, and again the call is there for the defence. There's a puncher. Webke is trading punches with Campion. Mander has stopped play.
Yeah, I think that Shane Webke will be penalised here. He was nailed by Kevin Campion on the inside pass and took exception to it. Very rare to see Webke show this kind of emotion. Former teammates, of course, the Brisbane club, but I think Shane is at fault.
Back in the days, you could punch a man and they're at fault for it, eh?
Getting their chin in the way, yeah, silly buggers. Hey, okay, Your Honour, mate, the last one, and I think that's everyone's, isn't it? Surely.
Has to be. Okay, arguably, geez, one of the greatest to ever wear the Warriors jersey. Played with the club from 2005 to 2009, appearing in 91 games. He came to the team after they experienced their worst season ever in 04, finishing 14th out of the 15 teams that year and winning only 6 games. He was appointed captain to rejuvenate the team. 2007 was a huge year for him. His performances were recognised at the annual Daly M Awards, where he won Captain and Prop of the Year. He ran 4,515 metres with the ball that year, more than any other forward in history at the time, and he scored an amazing runaway try when the junior props were watching him from the sideline. The great Steve Price.
Last tackle for Warriors, Jones. They had so much field position early. Their net return was only one try. Hoffman's underneath it. Oh, Steve Price! Steve Price has done it, Steve Guerin! Incredible stuff! Oh, Moses was a boy, Fanny, when Price last scored a double in a match.
You know I believe red and black.